This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Money, we have money. We want to give it to you. We'll pay you to listen to us on the free Odyssey app. It's kind of how it works. So we've got $100,000. This is the fourth week. We're getting down to it. Download the free Odyssey app. Log in. Listen to Alice at 97.3. It's free. Odyssey. For a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of any day, and you get a daily entry. That entry get you a chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. $100,000 total, and we're slicing it off. $1,000 at a time. Five $1,000 winners every weekday. And we've picked it up. We're heating up here in the San Francisco area.
Come get your money.
Come and get your money. All you need is that free Odyssey app. It's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. So when you go to look for it, you'll don't start with an O. Think audio. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Okay. So tonight, the second day of the Democratic National Convention, it's on all the networks. It's late, though. It's at 10 o'clock Eastern, it says here. So I guess 7 o'clock our time. Today's speakers include former President Barack Obama, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and Kamala Harris's husband, second gentleman, Doug Emhoff. He could be the first gentleman. That'll be interesting.
Well, we'll know in November, won't we?
Yes, we will. I wanted to mention this again. I pinned it at the very top of the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I am a huge fan of the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner forever. Sometimes if I'm just bored in my house, I'll just sing it because I love it. I just think it's a great song and we can all rally around that no matter where you fall politically. That's our song, Americans. Mm-hmm. So there is a gospel version of that that was performed last night at the Democratic Convention. And it starts out very straightforward, a chorus of young children, people, the Soul Children of Chicago choir. They performed their rendition. And about halfway through, you start going, oh, my God, this is the best version I've ever heard of this. This is so amazing. So I pinned it right up at the top of the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're a fan of the anthem, really take a minute. It's chills. It's really good. Okay, now we're going to jump into news that just isn't fun, but is definitely in the celebrity trash realm. So Matthew Perry, back in October, he died of a ketamine overdose. And he was unconscious and he was found face down in like a hot tub or a pool. So his assistant has been doing a lot of talking, or we've got a lot of info out of him. This is a 54-year-old guy. His name is, let me see if I can find it here, Kenneth Iwamasa.
This is the guy that was his personal assistant, right?
And for a long time. This is not a new person in Matthew Perry's life. This is a trusted, longtime personal assistant. Yes. Okay.
And he seems to be talking because we're hearing a lot out of the guy. I assume that's his effort to take years off the jail sentence that he's looking at, right? Yeah.
I don't know where these comments and quotes are coming from because he's been arrested. These guys are out on bail, I guess, and I don't know why you'd be talking, but we're getting this info. So he is saying that he's admitted that he found Matthew Perry unconscious numerous times in the weeks leading up to his death. It's just that when you go unconscious in the water, that's the end of you.
Well, but I saw that part of the story, and yet Matthew Perry couldn't inject himself with this stuff, as I've been led to believe. So this guy was responsible for each shot that guy took.
He says,
I don't know if you can take this orally.
No, if you can, he's not doing that.
Okay.
He was 100% getting 6 to 8 injections per day from this guy.
Okay.
Like, that is a massive amount of ketamine to have on hand.
The part that, and I realize there are enablers out there in the world and we all have stuff wrong with us. I'm not trying to sound like some kind of judge, jury, but I do feel like if you found someone that you worked for or worked with or knew even in passing unconscious, it would be scary, and that you would feel like you have to be the grown up in the room and say, we're not doing that. I'll help you because that's the job I'm paid to do. And I can't
seem to break up with you. But I'm not going to be the person who shoots you up, right?
But even if he continued to shoot him up, you'd think he would say, I'm not giving you that much anymore. It made you pass out. So we're doing half shots now, or something. But for him to say, I found him unconscious multiple times in the
week. But when he said, shoot me up with a big one.
You didn't say,
I went for
no,
it.
I'm not going to do that because you're going to end up dead.
You know, it's a tricky thing working for someone else. And I, someone whose orders you give and who is paying you, I'm assuming pretty well to shut up too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then there's a fame element here. And while we all know what the right thing to do was, it was to say no, alert authorities, find this guy some help. Whatever the right thing is to do, it's the thing that gets you fired. There's nobody who's at Matthew Perry's level has room for anyone who says anything other than yes.
I understand that. And we,
it puts him in a terrible position.
We hear about, I don't know what the worker boss
power dynamic. Right.
Exactly. You hear about that and you think, okay, he didn't want to lose his job. But again, but I also don't want to kill somebody.
Right.
And I do think there is a point where, and this is just me, I actually wonder if this guy wasn't also some kind of an addict, because in that scenario, it makes more sense that they share this kind of thing. Maybe he's a little more responsible with it than Matthew is. There's been nothing that says he is also an addict. So
I think that, the word long time is right in this thing. And I always try to think, because like I said, we all know what the right thing to do was here. And that on the other side of that, this guy's still an addict and you don't work for him anymore. So I wonder if over the years, it goes from this little bit here, this little bit there, you feel like, okay, I'm sort of managing this person's problem, and without me, I just don't know.
Maybe.
But I definitely think it's super complicated, even though there really isn't. The right answer is, I'm not doing that for you. That's not happening.
Again, I go back to finding him unconscious seems to me be in a better situation to say, or maybe even not say, just give him less. Like, you're getting less. That's it. If you're firing me, so be it. But I'm not going to walk into a room where you're passed out and I feel like I have to start doing chest compression.
Right.
I'm not doing that anymore. That's one of that one time should be enough for you to go, I'm too scared to be around this and I don't want you to die, dude.
Right.
So
Right.
Again,
because that's where it's headed. I mean, now, this guy's ODing.
Let's go back, though, a step. We're talking about Matthew Perry and his
personal assistant.
Weeks leading up to his death. The doctors that were filling these prescriptions, and they weren't the only place he was getting it. There's someone called the Ketamine Queen.
Yeah, I have let's move on from this guy.
Okay.
Who was giving him 6 to 8 shots per day in the days leading up to his death. He said, okay, I can revisit that later. Moving on to the doctors. Last week, authorities announced that this Kenneth Iwamasa, a friend named Eric Fleming, a friend of Matthew Perry's, Dr. Mark Chavez, and Dr. Salvador Plasencia, and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen, her name is Jasveen Sanka, they were all charged in connection to Perry's death. He'd been using ketamine legally to treat his depression for a while. And he allegedly started abusing the drug in September of 2023, 1 month before he died of it.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Listen,
so that's what they're saying.
Here's one of the things, and I'll let you, I don't want to keep cutting you off, but we saw him on the TV show.
Mm.
If anyone fell for the horse, you know what, that he'd had a dentist appointment and that's why he was slurring his words. I'm not buying that. That's a guy who looked at the size of the appearance.
You mean the reunion show?
Yeah, that appearance probably scared the living you know what out of him. And he went, I can't face it.
Yeah.
Because he was out there and he was slurring.
Yes. And I think that a lot of us, I chalk that up to he's done real damage to himself and he's incapable of sounding normal anymore. This is just who he is now. He's ruined himself.
Right.
But you're right. In light of his death, I don't know how long after that was shot. It just feels very improbable that's straight Matthew Perry.
He was struggling even then.
Yes.
Clearly.
Prosecutors claim that one of these doctors, the Plasencia guy, provided him with liquid ketamine and lozenges and taught Iwamasa, that's the assistant, how to inject that into Matthew Perry. Plasencia allegedly roped Chavez into the scheme to get more ketamine and to profit off of these known addiction struggles. One of the texts is, I wonder how much this moron will pay. You know, let's find out.
So sickening.
Ugh, it's gross. He paid them around $55,000 for the drug. Matthew Perry paid through the nose for it. In fact, the ketamine dealer, this Jasveen Sangha, she gave him like 50 vials for a fifth of the money. So she was a bargain. Hilarious. He purchased through this friend of his, Eric Fleming, who was a middleman between Matthew Perry and it looks like this drug dealer. I can't believe someone is like, yeah, I'm the ketamine queen. I'm fine with that. Thumbs up.
Well.
So they've all entered pleas. It looks like Eric Fleming, the friend, pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine and one count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death on August 8th. Chavez, one of the doctors, agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine. He's facing up to 10 years behind bars. Plasencia pleaded not guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine, 7 counts of distribution of ketamine, 2 counts of altering and falsifying documents or records related to the investigation. Each ketamine count would give him 10 years in prison, and he could serve up to 20 years for each count of records falsification. So some of those pleas are in, and they...
Texter is saying this guy was only his assistant for a year.
Oh, this says long time.
Mm.
Let me see if I can find that out. You know, if he was only for a year, because this story is clearly saying longtime assistant, that would almost make more sense. Like he comes into it and he's like, oh, I'm working for Matthew Perry and the money's great. And like, I would think someone who cared about a person who'd worked with them that long would. I don't know. I feel like
I realize what you said earlier is true. You can't really put yourself in this situation. I definitely don't want to kill somebody. So I would have trouble. I wouldn't even be willing to learn how to give the guy a shot. I just wouldn't.
I know.
But that's, you know.
And he was like, yeah, I'm learning how to do that.
But if you're someone who's a committed personal assistant and you feel like this is I don't know how you, but you're someone who does for the person that you work for.
Yep.
That's the job.
Right.
What?
And I wonder too, because addicts, maybe if this guy is in the last year and this is the stuff he's doing and you've got to learn to do these injections. And if he was selling it like this is a medicine that I need. And maybe, you know, somebody just goes, all right,
you know
I
what?
Guess I'll buy that.
I don't know. We've talked about ketamine, I don't know, 100 times now since this sort of broke and even prior to, because it's one of the drugs on the list of drugs. I've never done it, never seen it, don't know what it feels like, don't know how you get it. Only because you're telling me now you can take a lozenge. Okay, so there's lozenges. Yeah, I didn't know that.
No idea.
And shots. I didn't know that either. Right. But whatever
I
ketamine
thought of it
does,
as a horse pill. Like I think it's like a horse tranquilizer. I don't know. Special K. Is that what they call? Is that the street name?
I think so. But again, yeah. I never was around that stuff.
I know, me either. Luckily, man, I didn't need to try any other stuff. All right. There's that. Matthew Perry, his assistant, found him unconscious at least 2 times in the weeks leading up to his death. And actually says in the weeks leading up, but that he'd plenty of times found him unconscious. On the day of his death, Kenneth Iwamasa said he injected the star around 8:30 in the morning, then again at 12:45, and 40 minutes later, as he was leaving to do some errands, Perry said, shoot me up with a big one.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that as an alcoholic and from almost from go. I just wanted, you know, 6 beers, not 5. I just did. And I don't know why, because actually I had early on, certainly, I had great times. I had great friends. We went to great parties. We had lots of good times. But I always was the one going, oh, we should go get more beer. It's just the way it was for me. And I don't know why. I don't know what that drive is, because frankly, what's so great about being passed out?
I know.
But that's where I was headed every time I did it. So there is definitely something in some people where
drive them to that. They need it. They don't have a handle on it. Mm-hmm. They're not in control of it.
And that's clearly what his problem was.
Yeah.
Give me a big one.
Shoot me up with a big one.
Why? Where are you going to go with? You know what I mean?
Like go in the pool. That seems safe.
Here's a guy with all the money, a huge, you know, adoring public who love Chandler Bing. He could go anywhere and be and have the time of his life, but he's hiding in his mansion, shot up with ketamine. That's addiction right
it's
there.
Just so sad.
It's kind of like when, you know, you hear about Elvis back in the day, and there's a guy who was beloved. He was the first rock god and died on his toilet.
35 pounds of
gross.
Compacted.
Right.
Wasn't good. It was bad. He thought to himself, I'm going to buy my own pharmacy. That's what I'm going to do.
Special K, doing bumps on the dance floor is a big thing. It's a party drug, says 415. 760 says ketamine's a cat tranquilizer.
Is that one of the rumors?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Is there a vet that wants to confirm or deny that?
Hello, vets. 800-400-3697.
Go on, though.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I heard. No. One more of those. This is not good. More bad news.
Oh.
Michael Madsen. He is the star of, really, I know him from the Quentin Tarantino movies.
Right.
He's been in lots of them. I think he's in Reservoir Dogs. He's in the Kill Bill movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in Hateful Eight. Let me see if there's a list in here somewhere. I'm sure there is. Anyway, Michael Madsen, he's a star that I like. In fact, one of the best lines ever is, After he shoots Uma Thurman's character in the chest with the rock salt.
Spoiler alert.
It's early on in the show. Don't worry. It's not as well, I mean, I suppose it is. He looks down at her to pull her up to put her in her. I won't spoil that part. He picks her up and he says, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. And that is always in my mind anytime I'm waking anybody up or just randomly I'm making eggs and bakey.
That scene.
Oh, it's still like one of the most epic.
I agree.
Scenes ever.
It is an epic segment in Kill Bill. Epic.
Yes.
Because there's more. It's not just that.
Oh, no,
there's
no,
a lot more.
Good God, no.
But it's
the
great.
Whole thing that, and then it ends with She walks into the diner. Water.
What about him?
So good. He's been arrested for domestic violence. let's see. Cops arrested him after he allegedly pushed his wife. He spent part of his weekend in jail. This happened shortly after midnight on Saturday. A misdemeanor domestic violence charge pushed her out of the house and locked her out of their LA area home. I don't have really any other details here. She was safe with a security team after she called the cops. They spoke with both of them, then arrested him, hauled him off to jail. She refused medical, so I don't know what her state was. But yeah, I don't like to hear this. He ultimately posted a $20,000 bond. He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't remember his part in that, do you? But he's been in a bunch of Quentin Tarantino films.
I don't remember. I only watched that the one time, though. So, I've seen Pulp Fiction a dozen times. Right. I've seen Kill Bill a dozen times. Yes. I think Quentin Tarantino uses him regularly.
Right. He does have a stable of people, starting with Sam Jackson, ending with Michael Madsen, I guess. TMZ reached out to, Madsen's team, his publicists, whatever, and here's how they're spinning it. It was a disagreement between Michael and his wife, which we hope resolves positively for them both. Well, I hope so, too. I certainly wasn't psyched to see that story. I think he's great as an actor.
Well, yeah.
And I'll leave you with this. Weird, but I did get sucked into the trailer, and I do love Jeff Goldblum. He plays a vengeful yet stylish Zeus in something called Chaos, spelled K-A-O-S. I have the trailer. It looks like it's a Netflix series, and it's premiering next week, August 29th. So I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Jeff Goldblum is a cruel and cool king of the gods and ruler of the world, Zeus. He's dressed in like a tracksuit. Like he's very, but when he talks, his voice has like reverb on it. So you know he's a god. And so then there's like some gods and some people, but everyone seems to look like a normal person. It's just some of them are gods. So he's like, we need to make destruction really sing. It's pretty funny. So if you're interested, I put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And that's what I've got time for. So Vincent, what you got coming up?
It's not too late. Party people, wash your dang feet when you get in the shower.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, a sunny Tuesday. Tickets to see Leon Bridges. We've just got it all today. Listen to Alice at 97.3 all this week, 5:05 each weekday. Jane is going to give you the keyword to win Leon Bridges tickets. Text that to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Leon Bridges October 18th at the Greek Theater at UC Berkeley, courtesy of Another Planet.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Napa Valley Wine Train. The historic Napa Valley Wine Train invites you to embark on an unforgettable culinary journey through scenic California wine country aboard their elegant vintage trains. Tickets and info at winetrain.com. That's winetrain.com. Very good button pushing out of you.
Thank you. I'm trying.
All right. So here's what's happening. Sunny and hot. It's a little warmer today than mid to upper 80s in the hot spots. And right now, as we broadcast from downtown San Francisco, Studio 9 in the Odyssey building, I see blue skies.
It's looking good out there.
We only have a sliver to look at, but what I see is blue.
Yep.
Which is a good thing.
It's pretty. Looking good.
All right. So where to begin? How about here?
Tell me.
Wash your damn feet, people.
Are people really not washing their feet?
Most people. No, not most. But over a third.
Oh. Do not wash their feet.
They think that what's coming
what's draining down
their body to their feet
is a trickle-down theory.
Yeah. Almost 40% of the world.
Yeah.
Not the world. That's probably, you know. But of America. Just let the water run over them. And I do realize, we all have different bodies and different physical fitness levels.
Sure. Yeah.
And there are people you look at and think, there's no way you're touching your toes.
Oh.
Okay. There's no way you're cleaning a lot of parts on your body.
Oh.
Well.
Are they in like a back brace with a lot halo of and...
No, but I mean, if you get to a certain, weight, you got a hard time getting.
It definitely adds
problems. I have a
hard
time getting spots on myself. I take the washcloth and I flip it over my back.
Yeah.
And I got to move it this way as I'm showing you. What is this?
Just
back
sort of
and
like
forth.
A sawing motion,
yeah.
Right? Pulling up and down. Yeah.
But I also wash my feet. We have one of those benches, so I can put my foot up on the bench and really.
Yeah.
And that also allows me to get another spot real good, if you know what
goodness.
I'm saying.
Well, one leg up.
Sure. One leg up. Gives you a clean run at things with a soapy washcloth. But most people
not
don't
bothering.
Feel limber enough, especially in the morning, to clean their feet. So they skip it. When you think about it, once you've skipped it, and especially if you've told yourself, the soap is running down there and gets it.
For some people, I'm sure it's fine.
For everybody. It's not going to kill you.
No.
But
stinky feet people, they should get down there and scrub. But sometimes, I do wash my feet. I wash between my toes because I get like lint between my toes. It's like, from my socks and stuff. And I just feel like, a lot of gross stuff happens with your feet. There's like a lot of, you ever sit someplace like you're in a bath or in a hot tub or something, you realize like your feet, like all the skin there just gets really kind of crumbly when you've been in there long enough. I think it's why they soak your feet when you go get a pedicure because they can slough all that right off. And I feel like you should be sloughing some of that off as you go.
If I'm going to do something like that, I'd much rather do a steam room or a sauna than a hot tub.
Yeah.
Hot tubs, I don't really soak in them too much, but I know my family loves them.
Yeah, hot tubs are,
your
own hot tub is
badly.
Fun. We had a hot tub. We use it a lot for like a week. And then the problem was that if it had been right outside my door... My bedroom.
This is the funniest story.
It's not that funny.
I wasn't around for it, so I don't know it like firsthand. But the idea that you got what... I love the sentence you just said, too. We used it a lot for like a week.
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
No, that is a lot for a week.
You burnt out fast.
Well, here's the thing. For me, I was looking for it like this will be super fun to soak in at night. And then I realized I'm not going back downstairs. I'm already upstairs. I'm not going to walk down. So I'm not going to pull a robe on and walk. If it was right outside my bedroom with sitting out there with the view and I could walk naked from my bedroom and get naked into the hot tub, that would be one thing. But walking around your house naked to get down and open up the door and get the thing and make sure you got the towel and now I'm in the thing. And it just
doesn't sound like too much work.
It was a lot.
I mean,
it was too much.
The way you're saying it makes it sound like
Are
a lot.
Are you guys
but
getting
If I were to say it like, yeah, all you got to do is walk down some stairs and there's a beautiful hot tub waiting for you with a view of the city.
Yeah. Are you guys getting one or what? Because I am dying to hear how quickly the enthusiasm for it flags. Well, because it's a lot of work, too.
I'm already telling you. I don't have enthusiasm for that.
Yeah, but your family does. They want it.
They want it. And that's, look, Christina is a working woman.
Yes.
And she has a lot of stock.
Yes.
And so she's going to sell some of that stock to do the things that are happening.
Oh, so it's happening.
It's in motion. Yeah. She's been taking meetings for, there's a little bit of reconfiguring the backyard. There's a couple things happening.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And it's just like when, you know, she wanted to redo the floors and I was like, you want to get a puppy and new wood floors? Mm. Okay, go ahead. Like, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
And the floors did look great.
Yeah.
They look great.
Do they look great still?
Well, if you get your face down there, there are paw nails.
Dog fingernails, right.
Whatever those are, they're everywhere now. Everywhere. It's fine. But it's not like, you know, the whole, this will improve the
resale value
of the, come on. Someone's going to walk in and go, well, the floor is ruined. Well, oh, well.
That's when you refinish floors, when you're moving into someplace.
This is where I live. I love my family. They want a hot tub. All I can tell you is I think it's in the works.
You should do some before and afters of your backyard.
You won't catch me in it too often. I'll go out there with them, but hot tubs.
You might get some action.
Out there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm in.
I knew that would change your mind.
I mean, I'll do that. I want some action.
Well, there's a whole thing where you're upstairs and you're getting naked.
Is there a husband that doesn't want action?
I've never met one.
Right.
So if you're upstairs and you're getting on, you're naked and you're pulling on your robes, you should buy matching robes. You should really embrace this, Vinny.
Matching robes?
Sure, a little cute matching robe.
I don't wear a robe.
So you're just going to walk downstairs naked?
Yeah. Or a towel around my waist.
All right, fine. You know what?
I don't wear robes.
I try to help you. I'm telling you,
Does John wear a robe?
Yeah, John wears a robe. He wears a robe all the time. Wakes up in the because he sleeps naked. So he grabs his robe, throws it on, goes out. So lets the cats in and out, makes the coffee, does all the stuff.
Dude, yes, you. You wear a robe?
Lots of guys wear robes. He has a big terry cloth robe, big, comfy, cozy
robe. I'm talking to this other guy. Are you telling me 800-400, you wear a robe?
Robes are not unusual, Vin. Robes are fine. You wake up, you throw it on.
You think Michael Martin wears a robe?
Yes. I think Michael Martin is a robe guy.
You do?
He seems like a guy who would wake up, grab his robe, run in, and it's just something to have on when you first get out of bed. Like, when John gets out of bed, he says he's cold. Like, he gets up and he's not ready to put his clothes on yet, so he throws his robe on, he goes in, brushes his teeth, does his thing. It's a robe.
I would never be seen in a robe. Well, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff I used to say I would never do, and then there I am doing it.
Maybe you get like a nice, soft, plush robe, and it's like a towel, too. So if you're in a hot tub, you get out, and it's chilly in the night, and you pull it on over your shoulders, and it starts to dry you, but your feet are still in the hot tub. Oh, it's so nice. Huh. Why did we ever get rid of that hot tub?
Why did you?
Because no one was using it for months on end. And we still had to do the water maintenance.
Was it in your house for even a year?
Yes, easily. Oh. Yeah.
But it went, and under 2 years, you were like, get this out of here.
Within 2 years, it was gone. Yeah.
Anyway.
And we had to crane that thing on. Like, it was a thing.
And then someone craned it out.
We had to mostly disassemble it and get it out. It was tough.
Wash your feet with soap and water,
please. Oh, is this where this started?
Well, that's where it started. Yeah, and then you were
The skin on your feet gets loose when you're sitting inside your hot tub, and if you scrape it off in there, now you've got foot soup. Delicious.
Apparently, while we're on feet, ankle socks are what everyone wants to wear. Ankle socks.
I've got them on right now.
Ankle socks?
Yeah, just little ankles.
Those are almost no-shows, but they do differentiate. They say no-shows are still not the one that everyone wants. They want ankle socks.
Yeah, these I like because they have that lump on the back so they won't fall down into your shoe. Yeah.
Everybody's into it. I have some ankle socks. I do believe they're fine, but I wouldn't wear ankle socks with pants.
I guess it would depend on the pants. When I have pants on, I wear knee highs. or at least like crew top.
What are you wearing now?
Well, these are too tight for the pants that I, for the socks that I would wear.
Oh,
they show through.
Those are
like a ridge.
Snug.
They are. There's little snuggies.
She's not wearing her club kid pants, no, everyone. Today is the
throwback skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Anyway, just so you know, tall socks apparently are cringe to the kids, which I wear.
You know
I
what?
I told you I went through this
cringe
conversation
away, children.
With
cringe away.
Icky one time. He's like, aren't you hot in those tall socks? I'm like, they're socks.
Yeah.
No, I'm socks. Wearing, I'm at work. I'm wearing pants and socks.
Yeah.
What? And I'll wear flip-flops later when I leave. I'll get all of it off me and yeah, I'll wear flip-flops, mm-hmm. but I'm at work. And I wear shoes to work because I got crap for it when I was young. And people told me, radio's a business, dude.
Yeah.
Get dressed.
You can't wear flip-flops here.
And I was like, oh, all right. Tight got icy.
Did we have rules about that when we had other people working here?
No, this was in San Diego.
Oh. This you would walk in like board shorts
well,
and
I'd just walk in,
and...
you know, off the street.
I think Uzette had a thing about that, that you couldn't, you had to have full shoes on. You couldn't.
Uzette had very specific
rules, yes.
Things that you had to keep up.
Yeah.
Hello, fast fact.
You know I love a fast fact, Vinny. Fast fact.
People produce 100 pounds of bathroom a year.
Ew.
You know what I mean.
Gross.
Right?
It seems light, actually.
Does it?
Does well, are we? Is it number one and number two?
No. Nope.
Oh, just number two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. How much food do we eat? Do we eat 100 pounds of food? Seems like if you eat 100 pounds of food, you'd make 100 pounds of that.
Well, right.
I don't know, though. I guess we use it, right?
It just seems like there's the number if you were ever wondering.
I wasn't. But thank you.
Venus flytraps purposefully grow their flowers far away to avoid killing their pollinators.
Oh, how funny. That makes perfect sense.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if everything that landed on them was eaten, they would never be able to make more of themselves.
Right.
Huh. Never thought about that. Fascinating.
There are 4,700 species of frogs and only one makes a ribbit sound. We associate it with all frogs because.
Well, a lot of them make noise, but is that ribbit. Like an American bullfrog
they say
is
it's
the.
This, the frog that makes the noise, the ribbit, is native to California.
Oh.
So it's the one that sound engineers originally recorded for movies, and it's the one you've heard.
Ribbit.
Through the. Ribbit.
Blood.
Yeah, that's.
What?
That was a good campaign.
That's cute. They had a few good ones.
Fun. You know.
What's up? Isn't that a Budweiser thing?
That was too, yeah.
Yeah. And the horses. And the dog. Remember the puppy? And the
well, I remember them all, especially the ones that make me cry. Because I'm just that guy now. Loser. Something about when I had kids, you know.
Flip that switch.
Bringing children to
life
term.
Life matters. All things matter. Nothing used to matter. Now they matter.
Speaking of being a dad, this will make you all feel good about your dadding out there.
All right.
I know some of the people in your neighborhood probably set the bar high and you're like, would you calm the hell down?
All right. You're making the rest of us look bad.
But this guy. Dad locks his toddler in a hot car to have sex with a prostitute.
Oh. So you're saying everybody who's listening is like, well, I'm better than that.
Way better than that.
At least I didn't do that.
This is a dad in Germany.
Oh, boy.
He locked his... And this is...
I need to get the action.
They're all bad. This whole story is terrible, right? But then I'm like... So then someone broke into the car and saved the kid and gave the kid some water. And they're like, where's this dad? And then the dad is found out to have been.
I'm here behind this dumpster. I'd be there in a moment. Just
that's what you think of. But they say here the dad was gone for an hour and a half.
Well, that is a woman who's working for her money
right there.
What
is that?
It's like two Dougs.
Anyway. They saved the kid, and I don't know if the dad's still going to be allowed back in the house with mom.
Well,
he's a dad of three.
And he's with the woman who's the mom of these
Sounds
kids?
Like, well, was. I don't know where we're at now. Anyway.
Huh.
That'll make you feel good about your dadding.
Yeah, you're making better choices than that guy.
Hour and a half, though.
Maybe there was like some kissing first or something. I don't know what how they're doing their hookers in Germany. But an hour and a half seems incredibly excessive for a transactional situation like that.
I don't have
an hour and a half, dude.
Well, yeah, you'd think that he would be like, this is a quickie. I'm on my way home with my kid.
And she would be like, I got other tricks to turn. Yeah. So this is, I'm giving up on you. You're still paying me.
An hour and a half.
It just seems like way too long.
Is that dog?
Was it in a, yeah, two dogs. I was thinking maybe it was like a full hotel room.
I don't know.
Romantic. And he said she was a hooker just so he could like, it was actually his girlfriend.
I don't know from hookers. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I would think a you'd hooker. Make that one a quickie with, you know, protection right. and it you
and
wouldn't
be
go
like
for
coated
the,
in plastic and the Doug just special. Like, go full Dexter outfit with
Sarah's
just
friend
one little
Doug is known as a really, 45 guy. He's a stud.
Yeah, that's what he's known as, a stud. 45
By the way,
minutes. Woo!
Before I get to text, because I will, it looks like that your next iPhone is available mid-month. So if you are an Apple person, you've got a couple weeks, 3 weeks or so to save before you're due your next
one. Is it the 16?
It's the 16.
Wow. I haven't even seen any, like, press releases as to what's coming up with
well,
this.
Well, you know who usually does that for us is Scott Budman, and we can't seem to get his calls through anymore.
Can't figure out how to work that. I don't know how.
That's all right. I'm sure that someday he'll call us again.
Yes, I've actually had a few conversations with him. He's like, hey. I'm like, I don't know. See you soon.
Oh, I know. I miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too. I feel like I'm not up to date on my gadgetry.
Well, so there you go. It's mid-month, next month, you'll be able to order your new iPhone. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I'm going to start telling folks I lost 100 pounds this year.
That's funny.
That is a good one. Where's this hit?
Oh, hold on.
707. I hate ankle socks. Black crew socks all day, every day. Monique Vallejo. All right, Monique.
Come on, Monique.
510, famous last words for Vinny. You won't see me in a hot tub. You'll see me in the hot tub. It's not a burning desire.
Yeah.
I don't have,
what
but
about
it's cool.
Robes? What did boys say about robes?
Oh, did anyone? My 12-year-old son wears a robe and has for years. He loves it.
Mm.
He's 12.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. He's getting an early start on the robe wearing.
Yeah, 707. Robes are the best, soft and cozy. That's Molly in Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm.
Wear the boys when you need them.
No, they're writing. They don't. I don't get how John sleeps naked. All the butt dust and other liquids. So gross. I sleep in basketball shorts, no robe.
Oh. Yeah, he likes to be naked in bed. And he always showers right before
he gets
in bed. That's his thing.
I want to say it was like 3 or 4 months ago. For some reason, I went to sleep naked and I got a great night's sleep. And I wasn't distracted by my wiener and I didn't find myself going, you know, hey, there I am.
This sheet's really getting frisky with me.
And I thought, I'm a naked sleeper now. The very next night I got in bed and went, nah, you can't do this. Mm. You're too distracted by yourself.
Yeah. You must have been really tired though.
It was like a random event.
Fell into bed.
That
boom.
Worked. And ever since then. LOL, Vin, Sarah's literally giving you a handbook on how to get laid in the hot tub and you're not listening.
Yeah, and you're
take it from a woman
at every turn. I'm not doing that. But the thing is, though,
man here says 805. I wear a robe every morning. So comfortable. Ian in Novato.
Hey, Ian.
Listening on 97.3.
Oh, listening to the regular old radio.
Paul from Golden State Lumber listening on the radio.
Hey,
Highway
Paul.
29, St. Helena. Men don't wear robes.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, Paul.
Stop it, Paul.
Paul's
put your robe
back.
On.
No.
Get out there to the hot tub. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I forget that I'm supposed to do these. There you go.
530 says, new house with the hot tub. Got rid of the hot tub months later. Too much work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is there's a lot of stuff that's come up through the years. And as a partner, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you no, but I'm not walking that dog on a 90 degree day. That's your deal.
Yeah. And there will be chemicals and testing and stuff that has to happen. There's it's just a small, and your electric bill is going to go up, although you have solar.
But still, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to say no, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah. That's on you.
It's okay. Ketamine
but again, with the whole wanting to get laid,
I do want to very badly.
You know, and you were like, look, I maintained this beautiful pool. Now we're going to get in our robes naked in the room first. We're going to go down, soak in the hot tub, come back up. You're drinking a little glass of wine.
I'm taking notes, everyone. I'm writing all of this down.
Massage oil on your back.
Robin's in the other room. Robin, can you pull this clip down for me and save it so that I can listen to it on the drive home? What did you say again?
I never mind.
Robes naked in the bedroom.
It'll be on the...
All right.
You'll get the clip.
Thank you so much. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Phil Donahue and Millie Bobby Brown.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.